Chapter 5. The Ark in the Temple of Dagon. The Philistines, having captured the Ark of God, transferred it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. They then took the Ark of God and brought it into the Temple of Dagon, placing it beside Dagon. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next morning, Dagon was lying prone on the ground before the Ark of the Lord. So they picked Dagon up and replaced him. But the next morning early, when they arose, Dagon lay prone on the ground before the Ark of the Lord, his head and hands broken off, and lying on the threshold, his trunk alone intact. For this reason, neither the priests of Dagon, nor any others who enter the temple of Dagon, tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this very day. They always step over it. The Ark is carried about. Now the Lord dealt severely with the people of Ashdod. He ravaged and afflicted the city and its vicinity with hemorrhoids. He brought upon the city a great and deadly plague of mice that swarmed in their ships and overran their fields. On seeing how matters stood, the men of Ashdod decided, "The Ark of the God of Israel must not remain with us, for he is handling us and our god Dagon severely." So they summoned all the Philistine lords and inquired of them, "What shall we do with the Ark of the God of Israel?" The men of Gath replied, "Let them move the Ark of the God of Israel unto us." So they moved the Ark of the God of Israel to Gath. But after it had been brought there, the Lord threw the city into utter turmoil. He inflicted its inhabitants, young and old, and hemorrhoids broke out on them. The Ark of God was next sent to Ekron, but as it entered that city, the people there cried out, "Why have they brought the Ark of the God of Israel here to kill us and our kindred?" Then they too sent a summons to all the Philistine lords and pleaded, "Send away the Ark of the God of Israel, let it return to its own place, that it may not kill us and our kindred." A deadly panic had seized the whole city, since the hand of God had been very heavy upon it. Those who escaped death were afflicted with hemorrhoids, and the outcry from the city went up to the heavens.